Alright, I decided to do some research on two-facedness, so I used my aunt Tina to help me start it off. So I noticed as I was talking to an adult about two-facedness, it seemed like she changed, like for the interview, she just like changed from her normal regular self into someone who was like he was going to be. She was like one of those people on Oprah. One minute they want to be all real and talking behind stage, and then the next when they're on TV in front of everyone, changed right there and then. That's how it was for me. She changed right for the interview. Like she acted as though this was a performance. She had to play a part she didn't want to be t played in. And
What do you think two-faced it is?
Two-faced it is when you pretend to be somebody's friend when you really are not. When you in front of that person and you want to be nice to them, then behind their back you're talking about them and doing saying mean things about them or even doing mean things to them.
All right.
That was a perfect example of my cousin Nisha.
Can you give a situation where it was a moment you had to act a little two-faced it?
Well, I try not to act two-faced it, so, I don't.
Okay, I knew when my aunt said she tried not to act two-faced that she was lying from right then and there. I was like, 'cause I know that's not true.
Do you believe it's more, who do you think are more two-faced, the boys or girls?
I think girls is. Girls can be very catty with each other.
Why do you say girls specifically? Because don't boys be two-faced a little more than girls? Or is it something else?
Well, girls gravitate towards girls. We are more friends with each other, but we talk about each other behind each other's back. Girls are really, really, emotional, so we're more tempted to be two-faced to get what we want.
And for boys.
All right, my cousin Tynesha had this friend named Kendra, and she and Kendra were really good friends up until high school when Nisha was about to date this boy. I don't really remember his name or anything. I just know half of the story. But Kendra took, Nisha claims, says Kendra took this boy, and she called her an age, even though it was unnecessary. My cousin got a new friend. I forgot her name, but she told her how Kendra was this and this, and she kept going on about Kendra, and she kept telling everyone how Kendra was this, Kendra was that. All her friends believed her. But my cousin, she holds a lot of grudges, so I don't see the point.
Correct?
Yeah, well, boys, they don't have a lot because, they don't have to compete a lot. Like, women always feel like they have to compete with each other. Boys don't really feel like they have to compete with each other.
Okay. Have you ever act? Huh? Oh. Have you ever seen someone in action, like an actual two-faced person?
Of course, I am 33, and so when I was in high school, I seen a lot of two-facedness, and even in work, at work, you see a lot of two-facedness. People pretend to be your friend and go behind your back and talk about you.
Can you give a situation where you were in a
Inconclusive, adults shouldn't be telling us kids to not act two-faced when themselves do act two-faced. If you really want your kid not to be two-faced, be more truthful to yourself and towards your children. And this is how I'm going to end my broadcast, saying two-facedness is. It's very bad, and I hope none of y'all end up being one of those people caught in that type of mess. And this is Tatiana Petway from B-Camp. I hope you enjoy listening to this radio broadcast. See ya.
Radio B-Camp is a project by Mr. Mendola's students at
Brooklyn Community Arts and Media High School.
We got support from Adobe Youth Voices and WNYC New York.
Thanks to Hillary Kolos from AYV and Courtney Stein and Verilyn Williams from WNYC Radio.
Radio Rookies.
Deuces.
Goodbye.